A dynamic year for mergers and acquisitions, consolidation meant growth for the language industry in 2024. By Jonathan Otis. The language services industry has witnessed a boom in mergers and acquisitions, M&A, in 2024, reflecting not only the ebb and flow of economic, political, and technological tides that influence industries worldwide, but also specific forces driving language service provider consolidation. Stabilizing interest rates, evolving business strategies, and the promise of growth powered by artificial intelligence, A, all influenced deal-making this year. These M&A decisions are seldom impulsive. They are strategic moves shaped by business needs and market dynamics. Larger LSPs often employ dedicated teams to identify and assess acquisition candidates, looking for synergies in service offerings, management expertise, customer bases, and operational efficiency. Expanding geographic footprints is also critical for LSPs seeking to serve multinational clients effectively, aligning with the dual goals of entering new markets and enhancing existing offerings. From interest rate hikes to a fever and market recovery, the story of 2024 can only be told by revisiting March 2022, when the United States Federal Reserve initiated its first major interest rate hike in years. Over the following 16 months, the federal funds rate climbed from 0.25% to 5.5%, creating a ripple effect that nearly froze M&A activity across all industry sectors. At the same time, the introduction of generative AI shook the global marketplace hard. The effect on content generation and language services was huge and disruptive. This translated into a prolonged period of uncertainty for the language services sector. Investors hesitated to commit, waiting for stabilization. By July 2023, when interest rates plateaued, optimism returned and larger deals started to close. However, 2024 also brought downward pressure on valuations. Rising borrowing costs and AI-induced price competition have tempered the premiums buyers are willing to pay, leading to a recalibration of seller expectations. In the end, 2023 saw a 30% reduction in the number of deals closed compared to 2022, while in 2024, we expect the deal total to be 30 to 40% higher than 2023. Consolidation across the spectrum. The language sector remains highly fragmented, with thousands of firms catering to niche markets. But major players, such as those at the top of the NIMSY 100 report, are actively acquiring competitors to increase revenue, scale operations, enhance service offerings, and expand global reach. Strategically, every firm, even those in the top 25, is a potential acquisition target. At the lower end, small deals proliferate. Firms generating $5 million or less in annual revenue are being acquired by slightly larger players, which is creating stepping stones for mid-sized LSPs to grow into acquisition targets themselves. This cascading upward effect ensures that consolidation remains a defining feature of the industry. Key M&A drivers. The forces driving M&A in the language industry are as diverse as they are compelling. One factor is that demand for language services continues to rise, fueled by globalization, evolving AI capabilities, and growing client expectations. The global recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic has helped foster a major consolidation of the interpretation space. On the translation side, AI has driven much of the activity. Private equity, pay, firms remain influential, demanding rapid growth and driving cross-border deals to capitalize on global demand. Pay has long favored the language industry, as steady cash flow, low capital expenditure requirements, and ever-increasing demand for localization have made LSPs attractive investments. In 2024, pay firms continued to dominate the M&A landscape, financing many of the largest deals. For pay investors, acquiring a company is often more efficient than building revenue organically. Whether the target generates $10 million or $60 million annually, the logic remains the same. Consolidation accelerates growth. This strategy has underpinned much of the M&A activity seen this year. particularly among the largest players in the industry. The supporting role of technology. Surprisingly, obtaining technology has not been a primary driver of service provider acquisitions in 2024. Most major LSPs are already invested in platforms and tools they seek to scale, focusing instead on operational and market synergies. That said, AI and automation have created an environment ripe for M&A. As clients push for faster, cost-efficient solutions, the adoption of AI has become a necessity, creating turbulence that pay investors view as an opportunity. The uncertainty surrounding AI's impact on pricing and workflows has accelerated consolidation efforts as companies race to adapt. Noteworthy deals. Jonkers and Aquaro, supported by Mayfair Equity Partners, merged in February 2024. While initially operating as separate companies, in November 2024, the fully integrated and combined operation was introduced and rebranded Aquaro. Cloudbreak, a medical interpreting specialist, was sold by UpHealth to GTCR in March. Then in August, Cloudbreak acquired Voice and rebranded the joint operations Equity Health. Propio Language Services announced the acquisition of Acorbi, ASL Services, and United Language Group, ULG, in October. Transperfect, PowerLink, Translate.one, Nordtext, Uno, Blend, Diuna, TextJuddle, Supertext, LangueageWire, Ethnolink, Zoo Digital, Toppin, Easy Translate, and Wolfstone all closed transactions so far in 2024. Challenges in integration. The work doesn't end when a deal closes, it begins. The real test lies in integrating new teams, aligning cultures, and maintaining customer satisfaction. Poor integration can derail even the most promising acquisitions, making this phase a critical risk factor for the industry. Cultural differences, language barriers, and incompatible technologies can complicate integrations, particularly in cross-border deals. To mitigate disruption, many acquirers choose to let newly acquired firms operate independently for extended periods, a strategy that minimizes initial turbulence but delays full integration. Conclusion and future outlook. After a significant slowdown in 2023, the language sector's M&A landscape rebounded this year, with nearly every LSP that generates over $50 million annually completing at least one acquisition. The NIMSY 100 report for 2025 is expected to reveal significant shifts in rankings, reflecting the flurry of 2024 activity. The M&A trends of 2024 are unlikely to subside. As demand for language solutions grows and AI reshapes the industry's economics, consolidation will remain a dominant theme. Larger LSPs will continue to acquire mid-sized firms, while smaller players will merge to survive. Emerging markets, particularly in Asia, Africa, and Latin America, present untapped opportunities for new sources of both revenue and lower-cost resources. Expansion into these regions will drive the next wave of acquisitions, as firms position themselves to serve global clients more comprehensively. As the year draws to a close, one thing is clear. The language services industry is transforming rapidly, and those who adapt through strategic acquisitions will lead the way. For investors, operators, and clients, the evolving landscape presents both challenges and opportunities that will define the future of multilingual communication. This article was written by Jonathan Otis. He has been managing the M&A practice within NIMSY Insights for the past 5 years. Previously, he worked in product, business, and corporate development in the high-tech infrastructure world. Originally published in Multilingual Magazine, issue 234, October 2024,